largo, largo, largo jonrón de Pujols.
The Spanish version of the Pujols homer. What else would it be? Get the Russian version for the next break, Joey, if you would. Morning Grind, 590 The Fan. Martin, Tim, and Jim. This Jerry Springer deal is going down today at the Casino Queen. Be there as Jerry gets on stage telling some jokes. Share a few stories after that. He's going to hang out for photos and autographs. Is that the same as the old meet and greet, I guess? Party's free and open to the public, but you must be 21 or older to attend. Listen to the Morning Grind each day this week leading up to the party. Your chance to win VIP. Okay, so you can go for free, but we have VIP passes. It's now November 10th.
No, it's not, because...
What day is today? October 19th?
Yeah, today's October 19th. We can confirm that.
Okay.
So it's not... it's not now.
Apparently a fight with midgets just broke out, and now Jerry, he's not going to be able to make it till November 10th. So I'll just put this down.
Was it supposed to be today?
Yeah. Did you hear me read that?
Yeah, I did. I just thought maybe you were having a moment.
Having a party this Thursday. All right, we'll let it go. Anyway, usually
at this point you throw the book against the wall.
Well, I got the violent point from Joe, like I'm a moron. Hi, Joe.
No, I just got a phone call right when we started reading the mention. Jerry's had a death in the family, and it's been pushed back to November 10th.
Oh, okay, well.
Who called you?
So,
somebody, one of the fan sports knew?
No, one of the salespeople here called and said that it's still going on, but it's going to be pushed back to November 10th, so we'll be giving away the free passes later on.
Our thoughts and prayers are with Jerry's family. Then November 10th. Are we still giving away?
No, not today. We'll give them away the week.
Tell me in October.
All right.
Right now it's only
Why don't we give away a bottle of water or something?
Anyway, welcome back to the Morning Grind.
You can recover from this, Martin.
I know.
We're fine.
Recover.
We're fine.
Hey, one of the great things about traveling this time of year is I'm gone for long stretches. Then I come back to the station. I try and clean out my voicemail, and there are random people usually upset about something. Why does Tom Brenneman have a H in there? You know, kind of angry stuff.
Martin and Sharky, you left your
panties.
I didn't want to say that. I said
pantyhose. Slippers is good. I had a grab bag, including a woman who sounds like she's from Queens, who's all upset about not covering Vianney enough. The first guy, I don't even
that's
know.
That's about right. Usually Vianney people do sound like they're from the Northeast.
This might be Betty's relative. So here's the grab bag of voicemail.
Nice.
Oh, the heck with it. This is ridiculous.
I don't know what
Martin,
that is.
Why are you and Maurice both nice during the playoffs not wearing red tie or something?
Oh, my God.
Last night and tonight.
Not true, because Wednesday night I did wear one.
Your local guys. You should be showing red and red spirit.
Oh, yeah, Martin, I have a complaint.
I think it's Betty.
The guy that does the sports on Friday night, does
Dick
all
Ford.
The high school stuff.
Oh, the black guy you
he
mean?
He made a real big deal over the CBC and flu game the other night.
Inferiority complex.
Did I see it even on the scores or any coverage on the Vianney game?
Only from Queens.
Are you aware of the fact that they are 7-0 and last Friday night was homecoming?
Grumpy mom.
I think you need to get on this.
Get
no
on
coverage
it.
On Vianney, and
up.
I'm getting very upset.
Piss.
Remember,
off.
We had Trent Green come out of Vianney. We've got Dan McLaughlin out of Vianney.
All the greats.
And we might have another one with Steve Callahan.
Who the hell's Steve Callahan?
He's their quarterback, but is he another what? Another Dan McLaughlin? Another announcer? Or is he another Trent Green? Mark Lamping
another
went
great
to,
one.
Mark
right,
Lamping went to Vianney.
I'll tell you, if you're
does
a great,
she sound like she's from St. Louis?
If you're a great high school quarterback, you're automatically starting in the NFL.
She sounds to me like
get
she's
on
from
it.
Long
just,
Island.
I think,
hey,
right.
Shut up. Just get on it.
Get
who's,
on,
get
who's
on
that,
it.
Who's that darker guy that does the sports on Fridays?
Are you racist?
Get on it.
What the hell is that? It sounds like a lady from Long Island, and she's very upset about this.
God.
Very upset about
the
this.
The one that pisses me off more than anything is the
Cardinal
one about you
tie.
Wearing red.
And
God,
the truth
this place,
is...
This place is flyover territory.
We're goobers.
This place is flyover territory.
Today's poll question, are we goobers?
East Coast and West Coast has it right. I can't blame them. It's nope. Crap like that.
Maybe Dick Justice and John Peeve got it figured out. Just cheerlead.
John Peeve?
John P.
Oh, John P. Lopez. Friend of the
just
show.
Just cheerlead. And everybody
yeah,
be
just
happy.
Cheerlead.
Everybody's happy that way.
St. Louis
oh,
media is too soft.
This is ridiculous.
That one I have no idea.
I just,
what was that? That was the whole message?
That was the whole message. And
hey,
I have
they
no
got
idea.
Martin live on Channel 2, but he's sitting here doing a show with us right now. And I notice he's wearing red. He's wearing a red mock turtleneck, but I'm talking to him right now. He's got blue face.
That's not a
mock. Oh, he's got it on under. He's
not
got it on under.
This has got to be weird for Martin. How can you be in two places at one time?
The old microwave fan was acting up earlier.
But it says live.
No, it doesn't.
All right, rats.
Ooh, he played the rats card.
He got you red, but you can't go live. How come it's a big Cardinal
you can't
stadium?
Have both.
Why can't you go live?
I'm getting very upset about this.
Oh, God.
Didn't it sound like it might have been Betty's cousin?
Play that
get
again.
On it.
Play that
get
again,
on
Stephen.
It.
I need to hear it because I'm really
yeah,
angry.
Martin, I have a complaint.
Matt.
The guy that does
more Red Sox coverage.
The sports on Friday night does all the high school stuff. He made a real big deal over the CBC and flu game the other night.
That's because people that
not
go there
once
have money.
Did I see it even on the scores or any coverage on the Vianney game? Are you aware of the fact that they are 7-0?
Oh my God!
And last Friday night was homecoming.
Get on it.
I think you need to get on this.
I
no coverage on Vianney, and I'm getting
Leslie
very
Nelson
upset.
You're the sports director.
Remember, we
get
had Trent
on
Green
it.
Come out of Vianney.
Remember,
we've got Dan McLaughlin out of Vianney, and we might have another one with Steve Callahan.
Another what?
Another
that's
great one.
And you should just kind of sit in the background and yeah. drink
ooh,
and
compare
bang.
The voices.
Well, it's very
close.
Interesting. Very interesting.
Kevin, yes, you're on 590 The Fan.
Yeah, I was just calling about the lady who was complaining about no coverage about Vianney.
Get on it.
Shoot. The quarterback's name is actually Steve Callahan with an N. Not Callahan, so she doesn't even know the name of the guy.
Well, she's very upset about it.
And she seems to be very old.
Get on it.
Well, that's possible. I'm not sure of her age, but she's definitely upset about it.
Is it possible we have another one?
Well, my guess is she's not 22 and hot.
You know what, Kevin? You got on it already.
Way to go.
Thanks for straightening
thanks
that out.
I'll tell you what, over at channel
14,
they show it.
UPN 46, they're
UPN
on it.
UPN 46.
They're
Chalk
on it.
Talk was talking about it.
Is that right?
I don't have any idea.
I'm getting very upset about it. Should I be afraid, like, walking to my car at night? Some old bag's going to hop on my back.
That's why it. Is it always old women? What happened? I mean, is it that an illustration of how bad marriage is? Is that they have nothing else to do but call in and bitch about what's on
what
TV?
What do you think your husband's like? Who
you
cares?
Know what, I oh, think, he's got to be. He's out banging some 23-year-old.
I think young people can be just as stupid as the older folks. They just don't usually have time to call in.
I agree. Yes.
That's
oh, I think the young people
stupidity
are probably stupider.
Is not just for the
but
old.
The
it's for everyone.
Is, oh, I think it's probably more. Obviously, it's with the younger people.
I think I'll take the first voicemail, the one or oh, and I'll just make
can
that.
I hear that one against Kevin? I kind of like that because I want to
back
know
in the day,
about.
Though, a phone call to like a business meant something.
This is ridiculous.
I think I'm going to use that as my greeting from now on. Hi, it's Fox 2. Oh, this is ridiculous. Anyway, a little voyage into my voicemail. That's what happens this time of year. People get a little angry. I don't know why. Very upset. Coming up next, ask Tony your chance to talk to the Cardinals
so
manager.
They can get involved?
People's show. Get involved. 969-0590.
It's an opportunity to get involved.
Star 590 from your singular wireless. Talk to the Cardinals manager as we sit here ready for Game 6. What are his thoughts? Talk to the manager. Ask Tony next on 590 The Fan.
The biggest sports radio power in St. Louis has just got a whole lot bigger. 590 The Fan is the new home for...